Thank you, Mark.
Quite all right. Good morning, everyone. I'm Mark Desmond, the director of ITSO at the AOC. Good to see you again. Hello. Seems like it was almost yesterday. But unlike a bad penny, I am back again on the topic we've talked about several times, and this is the recommended budget for what we call the LAN-WAN program. And for those of you that don't remember, LAN is a local area network, and a WAN is a wide area network. And one of the judges mentioned on the way in the importance of explaining why this is needed and why it's important again before we get into the alternative, which you all asked me to present this time. So just a refresher, the LAN-WAN program is actually one of the first statewide technology programs that the judicial branch did. It was started to build a common infrastructure, a safe, scalable, and secure infrastructure for the networks of the trial courts so that they could logically separate from their counties after state funding, which was very important. Many courts had no physical separation and hence no logical separation between their county networks and their local networks. And it was also to build platforms so that courts could run mission-critical application services, PCs, on a reliable, scalable, and secure network. So we are, this is, you know, 10 years later, we've gone through and implemented those in many of the courts, and we are to the point where we were doing refresh of equipment to keep them current and to keep them secure. The request that you all made at your last meeting was to deal with the challenge that I have on the slide here, and that was that four courts were not included in the refresh projects to date, and those were Alpine, Los Angeles, Orange, and San Diego, and that there was not adequate funds to do the 13 courts which were in the original program for refresh this fiscal year. So we're talking again about the budget for the current fiscal year, and the four additional courts. So we were asked to go back to the IT managers for their input, and it just so happened that the week that you all met, that group, the California IT managers group, was scheduled to meet in Santa Clara, so we were able to piggyback onto that meeting and meet with them in short order. Their recommendation, which is included in the materials you have, was to prioritize the original 13 courts that were scheduled for the refresh, which included about 50 core routers and 500 closet switches or edge switches, and to implement the new LAN-WAN infrastructure at Alpine. And just to refresh you on Alpine, they weren't able to participate in the past because they were in a shared historic building with the county, and it didn't have power and heating and cooling capabilities for the LAN-WAN type of equipment. The county is mitigating that, or has mitigated that now, and so they are able to take that type of equipment and build their own logical and physical network with the same standards that all the other trial courts that participated are using. It would also refresh devices at Los Angeles, Orange, San Diego with whatever remaining funds and savings that the program generates this year. And that would include approximately 30 core routers and switches. These three courts would be responsible for anything that the program didn't have enough funds out of its savings to fund for the refresh for this current year. So, as we talked about in the past, this is a very slight but creative, I think, alternative to alternative one, which was provided to you when I met with you at the last meeting, which was just to keep the program as originally intended without adding the four courts. So the pros in this one don't make any fundamental changes to a very successful program, do not impact the original 13 courts and their local budgets, because some of our options had the courts trying to come up with money this year to pay for part of this refresh. It includes complete land win for Alpine, so it's a very small court. It's a very inexpensive component of this, so it was something that the IT managers thought was worthy of implementation. And hopefully it would partially include Refresh for Los Angeles, Orange, and San Diego. The negative, obviously, is that whatever the program can't do for Refresh of those courts, and that was really the core switches for those courts, would have to be covered out of those local court budgets in Orange, San Diego, and Los Angeles. The reason why we're meeting so quickly, at least from my perspective, was, as I mentioned last time, we were and still are without a decision for current year budget funds. And without a decision, we are very, very close to the point of no return, meaning if we don't have a decision and begin this year's Refresh, then we won't be able to successfully complete any of the alternatives that we provided to date. So that's why it's timely. I've included some of the timelines here. The big activity that would need to occur, regardless of which alternative is selected, is validating with all the courts that are participating the design. So we need court participation very quickly over a very short period of time, and we know at times that can be very challenging for a lot of different reasons. And these are very specific court resources that understand the networks in their courts. The other piece that needs to be completed is that we need to complete what we call a bill of materials. So all of this equipment, after the designs are done, all of the equipment needs to be specified. And, you know, we're not talking about, you know, buy a Dell computer. These are very complex pieces of equipment that have lots of configurable components that need to be specified in a bill of materials for all the courts. So you saw that the option for consideration today includes 550 of those devices. So it takes a while to get our vendors and us through that process. And then they need to be converted into purchase orders in our business services area here at the AOC, and the purchase needs to be executed all before the end of the year. We also, to follow compliance with how this particular fund works, we must begin the project substantively, in the current fiscal year, which means we not only have to like buy stuff, we actually have to get something done to be kosher in how we're approaching the use of these funds. So to do that, we will need to get some contracting resources in, which we have not done to this point because the budget hasn't been approved. So that kind of lays out the time frame here. That's really all I had to present today. I'm happy to answer any questions you have today.
Yes, you talked about the 13 scheduled courts. Could you explain how that's set up? My understanding was they were grouped and then they rotate who gets refreshed. Could you explain that?
Yes, Judge, that's a good point. The 13 courts, which are listed in your materials, were the ones scheduled for refresh. And because the implementation of this program over the past decade was done in a staggered way, we are refreshing equipment in that same staggered way. Only when the equipment reaches the end of its useful life or the end of its contractual maintenance period do we look at refreshing it. So the group of 13 courts were the ones that were probably done. Most of this equipment is about 5 years. Were done 5 or 6 or 7 years ago. So that's why they're at kind of the tail end of this particular list. But that's the method we use to come up with the 13 courts.
Mary Beth?
Just a quick question, Mark. I apologize. I don't remember from the last meeting. Can you just remind me why it looks like this is an increase, the $6 million? Is that because we deferred this at some point? Or?
That's correct, Mary Beth. This program has actually seen a number of reductions over the past couple years, and the deferral of what we call deferred maintenance, in this case, refreshing this equipment, occurred over the past 2 years. So that's why the budget wasn't enough even to cover the original courts for this fiscal year.
Yes, Sherry.
So just to be clear, it doesn't hurt any of the original courts, but it does take through baby steps, including the additional 4 courts that have been excluded. with the exception of Alpine, who will be at 100%.
That's correct. And, you know, Sherry, that's a good point. I didn't go into the details that's in your material about the breakdown of what this particular program would cover, but essentially it would include the maintenance component of this program for all courts, with the exception of Los Angeles, which has a separate maintenance agreement with its county. So
right.
Everyone who wanted into maintenance
is in.
Would be in. It includes all 58 courts. 57 courts, I'm sorry. So it includes all 58 for maintenance, 57 for the network security.
Right.
So all courts that wanted to participate in the network security component of this would be participating. And to the extent possible, they will all be in the refresh. Our hope is, as we talk about in this document, each year the courts are able, through this program, to return equipment that the program purchased to the vendor, in this case Cisco, for a credit. And it depends on market conditions, the amount of equipment that's being returned, the value of that particular equipment being turned in, what that amounts to in any given year.
Okay.
So I'm hoping that there's some money there.
Mm-hmm.
The other piece of this that we found in previous years, despite the number of times we go out to courts to do the planning for this list of equipment that needs to be replaced, it's inevitable that a court needs to move forward before we're able to begin the refresh and purchases their own equipment. Not all of it in every case, but they may need to replace something in a particular courthouse or on a particular application ahead of this. So it can be taken out of the list, and that is a savings to the program.
Well, I was just going to say that I wanted to clarify those important points so that I could make a motion to approve it. Because I think, you know, I really thought the CIOs did a great job. I appreciate you working with them. I hope that you'll work with them in the future and future funding so that this is a baby step, and I hope that you'll work with them in the future. But I make the motion that we approve.
I'll second it.
Let me just clarify. I think the motion needs to include, and Mark, you can correct me if I'm wrong, an increase to your budget of $6,868,480. Correct?
That's correct.
And then that the use of that budget would be consistent with the CITMF recommendation.
And that's my motion.
And one more, if I may offer. Given the timelines, waiting for the next council meeting would basically, not allow us to meet this deadline. So we're asking that this recommendation also be carried as a circulating order to be carried out so that it can be approved by the council in between the two meetings so we can get this needed project moving. So I'd offer that as
all of that,
even though I can't officially amend motions.
My motion is getting smarter by the minute.
Do you accept those friendly amendments to your motion?
Yes, I do.
Is there a second?
Yes.
Judge Hicks seconds. Any further discussion?
This is just Judge Boris. I do have a question.
Okay, Judge Boris.
On the comment of prioritized core technology at three courts, Los Angeles, Orange, and San Diego, what exactly does that mean? Does that mean that, let's say, you have $2 million, and I know I'm making this up, you have $2 million left over, and you look at the most critical core technology issue at L.A., Orange, and San Diego so that each of them get a share of that leftover? Or are you only saying which court has the most issues, and we throw the money at all the money remaining at that particular court?
Chair.
So yes, Judge. This is Mark. The IT managers intended for that to be shared across all three of those courts, and then amongst the three, at each court, pick the most critical core switches. They did specify that these should be the more important core switches rather than the edge switches in the closets.
Okay, so that there's only enough money to buy 9 core switches, then those 9 would be split up by the most needy of the courts, or would they automatically go some to each of the courts?
They would go to each of the courts, and then the most critical within each court would be addressed.
Okay.
Jerry?
I just want to clarify one thing. I agree with Judge Boris, but I also think that I don't even have an objection if you look at the most critically needed and it's not exactly shared among the three. I do think there's a misunderstanding that the excluded courts have got networks that are not failing, and that is not true. The three courts that were the four courts, I don't know about Alpine, but I know the three large courts, they have failing systems right now just like everyone else. So I think it's important that we state that because they do have failing systems. But I agree with Judge Boris. It should be shared, and it should be shared based on critical need.
Judge Slough?
So I just would say that I think this is a really good solution to a very difficult problem. I think the little bit that I know about the situation, it's clear that Lanwan is critical for our branch as a whole. And I think it is the best solution to a complex situation. And I really think taking it to our local experts to help come up with the solution was a very, very creative idea and resulted in a great option that you presented today. And I strongly support it. I thank you for the work you did.
Mike.
Mark, what's the plan to fill this hole so that we don't have this issue come up next year or the year after or so forth?
Well, I think, Mike, that's an excellent question. The hole will exist. I think when we shared with you the five-year budget, not including the four courts, it was still, if you added all the other technology and non-technology issues, your fund was still in the hole. And when we presented the adding the additional four courts in, it showed that the hole was even bigger. And so right now, there isn't a specific answer to that, although I know that in the proposed tactical plan for technology, the Lanwan infrastructure investment is one of those areas that would be farmed out to be looked at more closely. And a plan derived to come up with how to support that moving forward, whether it be, you know, one of the alternatives we had here was, you know, not fund this fully at the state level but require our courts to begin to participate, or whether it be ending another program in technology and diverting those funds towards the Lanwan program. But I don't see an answer at the moment, Mike, but I'm hopeful out of the planning process that the right experts are assigned to that and that a solution comes out of that process.
Yeah, I'll remind the committee, last week the council approved the submission of a BCP to the Department of Finance that includes funding for our Lanwan needs. Obviously, you know, we're hopeful that that would be well received by the administration and funded, but to the extent that that doesn't go, then we'll have to reassess what our plans are going forward in conjunction with the tactical plan.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you, Mark.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you, everybody. And I failed to mention that Judge Jarr is with us today, as well as Jody Patel is from the AOC. Thank you for your attendance.